Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, Dave and I both saw this. The average household with child care bills spends $325 a week. That's 19% of their weekly income. Child care bills, 19% of your weekly income. Nevada, families spend 32% of their income on child care. So the obvious things, why? Well, inflation, right? Then we got a lot of places because of the pandemic shut down. And a third, according to this story, is the expiration of pandemic-era federal funding for child care centers, which ended last fall. So I'd like to hear from people who are in this business right now, either now or have been, and how you deal with it. Listen, I'm in the middle of it right now with Quentin. Right? Kathleen and I split 50-50. I have someone, I'm bummed, by the way, because Ellen is amazing and she's moving on to concentrate more on education. And we will miss her. She's great for Quentin and his health issues and concern. We have to be really precise. Everybody wants to be really precise and safe with their kids. You know, most of the time, if your child's 23 like mine, you don't have those issues. But Quentin has this rare syndrome, including epilepsy and autism. And it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. And it is debilitating. It is soul-crushing. And you can know all about it before you have kids, Dave. But then if you're like a lot of people, like you guys, two-income family, young kids. Okay, I mean, we got grandparents here. We got friends here. We also have to show up at our jobs. Like, you have a quirky job, right? Most people at a job, let's say if there's something going on with a kid, okay, I'll come in a little early. I'll do my 5-6 hours and get out early. You got to be here noon to three. You got to be here earlier than that and a little later than that. So for you guys, and then I want more people to text me on their child care costs and how big of a focus it is. How many people now aren't having a child because of the costs? It's not like this is new, but it just came up again and it struck both of us. And when we talk about paying off college loans, ever talk about this? I mean, that was kind of my point on the college loan situation, because yes, college costs are onerous, high, not slowing down. But how do we determine, okay, we're going to wipe away, where's the next one? And there's politics all over that for the Biden administration. Let's just be honest. And you might think there's credibility to it, but there aren't a lot of families that just sit there and say, "Eh, we're fine. We're fine. These expensive child care costs, we're good. We don't have to worry about it at all."
Turn the mic on. Yep. Even if you are, you know, a dual income family, both parent making a very good wage, it still takes a bite. It absolutely takes a bite. And for us, we've been incredibly lucky in that my in-laws were retired by the time our first came along, and they've been more than willing to step up. It's 3 days a week. And then my wife is off on Thursdays and Fridays.
How immensely helpful is that to you guys?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's absolutely unbelievable. There's a couple of home child care places just in our neighborhood when we do have an issue. You know, we've got a relationship where we can, you know, send the kid off to there for a half day or the full day. And that's not cheap, but it's a lot better financially than a lot of the centers would be.
Yes.
And that's just because of the amount of, you know, people they have to pay to be there. And, you know, like I said, we're very lucky in that my wife has worked her schedule where she then has to work some weekends with her job at a hospital. But we've saved, I can't imagine how many thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands.
Over the last 7 years, with our oldest being seven, yes, now, and our youngest just turning four.
Let alone finding the right place. Let alone they're good,
mm-hmm,
at what they do. Do they have enough people? Is it convenient to where you live and work? What are their policies? It is so large an issue for so many people. And not just if you're in it yourself, if you're like a grandparent. And by the way, you guys are so fortunate to have that. A lot of grandparents, and they shouldn't be faulted to say, you know, we'll help out some. But we just want to commit to 3 days a week.
Yeah. That's a lot. It is a ton. And, you know, grandparents who maybe still work.
Yeah.
Grandparents who don't live close.
Yeah.
We have two sets of grandparents within 10, 15 minutes of our home.
Grandparents who travel.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparents who work their butts off, love their grandchildren, but I'll do 1 day a week.
Yes.
Or call me periodically. Doesn't make you a bad grandparent at all.
You can want to live your life. You can want to travel. You can want to do a lot of different things. Absolutely.
Child care costs in either your life in the past or now. And when we have these debates on where you're helping people out, and we have it in the child tax credits, we do a lot of things, and we have that debate on what role. Does this one come up enough? It's discussed a lot. There are efforts out there. But again, when we're talking right around 20%, you know, what's the number? 18.6%. That's almost one-fifth of your income. Boom. Taking care of my kids.
Yeah.
By the way, you're also taxed a little bit. Then you want to do this novel thing called EAT. Maybe pay for your mortgage, pay your rent, some clothes.
Save a little bit for retirement because we're all supposed to be saving, right?
Yeah. It is daunting. These kids need to start working in about 6 months.
Would help.
It would be very helpful if they would do that.
Let's get them on the TikTok.
Get them on the TikTok. Start making some money right away. As long as the TikTok is here, it might be going away. I'm not happy about that. I'm enjoying my TikTok. What do you want to say about your life and child care costs and are we getting better? Because there are no signs we're getting better, right?
No.
Zero.
No, we've been talking about it for years.
Decades. This has been going on, and it is again dividing the haves and the have-nots even more. Just is.
Yep.
And it's sad, and I'm not saying the government should come in and give everybody $100,000. I'm just pointing out how daunting and difficult it is. Whether it's the money, whether it's the scheduling, whether, oh, by the way, work might say, hey, Dave, we want you to be here. John, if you keep saying legitimately my kid's sick or the child care has issues, at some point the boss is going to say, hey, Dave, I like you, but you need to be here. Crazy concept. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Love to hear from you through a phone call or a text. Once again, 651-461-9226.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Sounds like a fun Saturday night to me.
Yeah.
Linda's construction time check is, it's 12:54 on Earth Day. Among the best planets I've ever attended. It's
top five.
Top five, for sure. Linda's construction time check, time to invest in clog-free leaf guard gutters and receive 75% off installation labor. Child care costs, that is the topic before we're done. Overrated. Underrated, properly rated. Are you ready?
Always ready.
Always. Not what I've heard. Chad and Dave, our son and the wife, live in Wisconsin. I'm newborn, now 9 months old. However, my wife and I have had the opportunity, pleasure to babysit her every day of the week because they were unable to find daycare in western Wisconsin, even the eastern part of Minnesota. Nobody has any openings for newborns or infants, so what does a family do when they're trying to make ends meet with dual incomes? Now one of them has to stay home and quit their job to try to make it work. Yeah. So hard. And okay, so there are a number of other texts saying, guess what? Don't have any kids until you figure this out. We'd eliminate a lot of families and a lot of kids if that was the criteria. Are they going to be in the bedroom with you? Okay, looks like something's about to happen. Hold on.
Throw the flag.
We're going to the tote board here. How much money are you making? What can you afford? Hey, calm down over there. You're a little too aroused right now. No arousal until we decide if you can have sex and potentially have a kid. Yes, more of us need to be responsible. We also have, I don't know, on Earth Day, planet Earth, how many billions of families have we had, the history of the planet, who, guess what, as they aged, they made more money, were in a better position, and struggled and had help. So, yeah, it sounds convenient, right? Just have everything buttoned up. And I wish all of us were that fortunate. But to say no one can have a kid until every financial possibility has been solved sounds really tough guy-ish. It's not reality.
Yeah, you might not be having kids until the parents are 45 or older.
Or they won't.
Yes.
Are we going to set up a checklist? Okay. No sex for you guys. How come? You only make $121,000 together.
She put Susie in charge of that.
Nope. You only make $54,000. Mm-hmm. You know, go in a room. What, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
But, you know, I have two nieces and nephew. They were in daycare about 10 years ago. They had to be in a daycare center environment because the safety protocols with severe allergens had too many dangerous risks with the home daycare centers not being careful enough. Yeah. Kids and issues, the daycare, how's their follow-up? How often are you checking on the daycare? It's complicated,
yeah,
man. It is daunting. Let's pause. Mark and CBS up next.